Welcome to Shulchan Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Zayin. The Gemara towards the end of Amud Beis brings Rav Chanina that said, "Einu milvadoi v'afilu kshofim." Even sorcery, even kishuf. If you have einu milvadoi that overcomes kishuf, the Gemara brings a story. This woman was trying to do kishuf to him, and he said it's not going to work because einu milvadoi. So ask the Gemara, but we know it says the kishuf makhiship amal shemal. There is a power of kishuf. Answers the Gemara, Shai Rav Chanina, the nefish is chusei. Simple understanding is, the chusei of Chanina is much greater. The nefesh chayim in Shai Gimel Perikud Beis has a gvaldik piece on this Gemara. And he asks, you want to tell me if Chanina was relying on his chusim to be saved from the kishuf, to be saved from the sorcery? We know that no tzaddikim rely on their chusim. How do we understand this Rav Chanina that says that nefesh chusei and therefore you have einu milvadoi? So nefesh chayim explains that all the koiches, atumo, and kishuf, and all the different powers that you have in the world, they're all subject to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is indeed these powers. But a person can elevate himself to a higher place, to a higher dimension, where he says, Einu milvadoi, meaning he gets to a place where he realizes, and it's clear to him, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls every single power in the world. When you get to that level, so then all these koiches cannot affect you. Says Nefesh Chaim, "Ubemesu inyan gadol v'zgulo nifla." It's a great zgulo. La'asiru levata me'olav kol dinim v'retzoynei sacherim shelo yuchlo lishlot boi v'lo yasub shum roishem klal. In order, you want to have a zgulo to get away from any types of different bad influences or bad koiches in the world, to say ein oid muvadoi. Person says ein muvadoi, he reaches that level. There's a famous story with the Briskerov. He was running away from the Nazis and he came to some checkpoint and the Nazis were there. And he said to himself, Einu milvadoi, Einu milvadoi, I'm connecting myself to a higher dimension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu only. And they didn't see him. They let him go, let him pass through. That's the power of Einu milvadoi. You can connect to also what is brought down, the Sefer Ikrim, it's brought down even the name of the Ramban, that the Pasuk says, Rabim machoivim l'rosho. The Rosho has a lot of pain. Someone who relies on Hashem, he has chesed. So as the Rishayim, it seems to be that what's the opposite of a rosho? A tzaddik. I should say, Rabbi machoivim la rosho, v'tzaddik chesed yisovenu. Why does it say, v'tach b'Hashem? So says Bala Ikrim, says the Ramban, you should know that anybody who relies and trusts in Hashem, he puts einu milvadoi in front of him, even if he's a rosho. Even if he's not doing mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves him. Chesed yisovenu. A true reliance on Hashem, V'hoyo Hashem miftacho, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the miftach of this person. So he says, Nefesh HaChaim, this is Rav Chanina saying, not that he has chusim because of his mitzvahs, but he knew he's living in that darga that every single yid could get to. The darga that you have in front of you, einu milvadoi. So he knew the kishu will not affect him. This pshat, our gemara, the pshat of Nefesh HaChaim, with this my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapir Zatzal, came to answer a very difficult Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph Milchus Avos Kachovim, he says in a very strong way that anybody who believes in all these kishuf and shadim and all the metaphysical things that you have in the world, if anybody believes that this is true, so he's only his michlal aksolim, he's considered to be a fool. They know clearly whatever the Torah says not to do, it's all shtusim, it's not real. All the koiches you have in the world. So famously, the Vilna Gaon in Yerideo Simin Kufa in Tes Siv Katan Yud Gimel, he attacks the Rambam in a very strong way, a way that only the Vilna Gaon has the power to do so. And he says in a very strong words, he says that Hu nimshech achar hafilosofer haruro. He says the philosophy may make a mistake, the Rambam, because the philosophy doesn't believe in things that are not in reality, things that are metaphysical. He says, but look at the Gemara. We have the stories of all the inyanim of kishuf, of shadim, of ruchim. It's all there. So it says the Vilna Gaon, of course it's all true. Of course they believe in them. There's a premise to it, but everything is kepashed on. There's always all these things that brought down the Gemara are really there. So the Shaila is, what does the Rambam mean? How can the Rambam say that all the inyoni kishuv and shadim and things of koiches of tumo, all the bad influences in the world, don't exist? The Chorin's mamash clear everywhere, in Torah and Gemara. Says Rav Moshe Shapir Zatzal, the Rambam is referring to Nefesh HaChaim and what we see in our Gemara. Of course all these things are real. But if a person lives his life an einu milvadoi, He lives in a higher dimension, so these things won't affect him. That's what the Rambam means. Rambam says, this is not roi for someone who's chacham. It's hevel v'rus ruach to be living in a world where you're oisik with all the krichas atumah. It's a toyu ve'hevel, because if you're living there, you're living in a lower world. Yes, they are real. It's there in the world. But a person can elevate himself, if he's a chacham, to a higher dimension, to the dimension of einim levadoi, and then all these things will not affect him. They won't be real for him. And according to what we're learning, that's what Nefesh HaChaim says. You don't need to have the schus to be that level. Every yid could be there. That's what Chanin is teaching us. Einim levadoi is the kishuv, there is kishuv. But if you're in the level of einim levadoi, the kishuv will not affect you. Anybody who wants to join or sponsor the Shor Machshava Shiurim, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.